This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At the 15, gets a block inside the 5, and he's in! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. It is Futures Day here on the show. A lot to dive in today. We've got some great guests coming up as well. But let's start with some team futures here. We just heard the call with Mahomes to Kelce, which has become and what always has been a great combination, but it's the number one combination in the NFL this year in terms of touchdown tosses as Kelce leads the NFL right now. And the Chiefs, guys, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. You know, before the season, we thought maybe this was the year they come a little bit back, not as great. Well, forget all that. They are now the favorite once again to win the Super Bowl. They're running away with the division, favorite to win the Super Bowl. So they're sitting at the top, but we're looking for some value here. Joe, I know you had a thought on the Ravens, so let's start there. Joe O's thought on the Ravens today as we sit here entering week 13 of the season. It's an interesting Ravens team because, Joe, you said about an hour ago, there is a world where they're undefeated. I mean, they've lost close game after close game. They've had a 10-point lead in all but one of their games. The one they didn't was this past Sunday. They had a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter. So whatever, you put the bar at 9. They've held a 9-point lead in every single game this year, yet they're not even – entrenched as a first place team, right? They're right there with the Bengals. They're tied for first place. So what are you thinking on the Ravens as we go down the stretch of the season?
Well, I'm thinking we should talk about the make and miss the playoffs market. And let's I was curious about one specific number, a team that lost on Thanksgiving, which a lot of people were laughing when I suggested the Giants miss the playoffs. You know, the Giants are now a favorite to miss the playoffs. They are -115. Even though they're in the mix at the moment, we see where things are trending. They don't have any superstar players. Defense struggles. Daniel Jones still your quarterback. Like, it feels like things are slipping away from the Giants. So I thought that was interesting. That not that long ago, could have gotten some really good plus money on that team. So I was thinking about the Ravens, even though we've talked about it a number of times, how soft their schedule is moving forward. And if you look at the AFC playoff picture, you know, if something goes wrong here, if the Bengals win the division, Bengals have a very tough schedule. Ravens have a very easy schedule, right? So that's why Baltimore is still favored to win the division. I don't know that they should be. We can talk about the AFC North odds in a minute. I was surprised to see that even though the Ravens at the moment, they lead the division and they're the 4 with a record of 7-4, to miss the playoffs, the Ravens are +750. They could easily not win the division. And if you don't win the North, then all of a sudden you've got a number of teams that are right there ready to jump you. Because so then the Bengals get the 3 or the 4. And then all of a sudden you have a few wild card spots. Right now, Buffalo, Cincinnati, New York Jets are your wild cards. Is it crazy to think that a team on the outside right now, like New England at 6-5 or the LA Chargers at 6-5, could jump the Ravens? So it feels like +750 to miss the playoffs has some value.
It does. You know what this reminds me of? Because I think the Ravens, like I said earlier, you could look at them. It's like it's beauty in the eye of the beholder with the Ravens. You could view them as, and Joe, you're not wrong, right? The AFC's pretty bunched at the bottom, 6-5, 7-4s, right? They're in the mix with the the Jets, they're in the mix with the – who they beat. They did beat the Jets in week one. But the Patriots, yeah. And they're also in the mix with the Chargers, right? They're in the mix with all those teams. You know what this reminds me of? I'm going to pull up the standings to see where they were at this time last year. The Ravens are very similar to last year's Rams. They stumbled in the middle of the season. A lot of the DVOA numbers were really favorable to them. Remember how we were talking about the Rams last November? It was like, are they going to miss the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Now, they rallied, and they won the Super Bowl when they got in. You could convince me the Ravens missed the playoffs, Aaron. I also think if they get in and the path is favorable, they could get to the Super Bowl. Like, they're good. There's a lot
yeah.
there.
Well, a couple things. I remember, you know, when I worked for the Ravens, and it sometimes, like, it just always came down to that division game, last game of the season, and there was always high expectations, and then it was like, oh my gosh, can you believe it? Like, the Bengals or the Browns, like, eliminated them, you know? So I would not be surprised, but I do want to ask about how much stock do you put into total DVOA? Because Joe O's Philadelphia Eagles are third overall and the Ravens are two overall. So that's two of the top three teams that, like, you might be down on, Joe O, are, you know, their DVOA is tops in the league.
Yeah. I mean, they're still really good teams. There's no doubt about that. I mean, was there a split second when you guys thought that Tucker 67 yarder was going in?
Yep. They found the,
like,
one,
oh my
thing
God.
Justin Tucker can't do. They found it. 67 yards.
Well, I did kind of feel bad for him. I'm like, oh, you're going to lose a streak because they couldn't get any more yards. They're putting you at 67 when they know it's probably not going to happen, but they also know a touchdown at the very end on the last play is not going to happen. So that was their best option since they have one of the greatest kickers of all time. I did kind of feel for him there. I do put stock into it, Aaron, to answer your question. And these are very good teams, but it's also the NFL. And it's also a Ravens team that lost to Jacksonville, that lost to the New York Giants, a team that a lot of people aren't really buying into. And they haven't been able to close out a number of these close games. And the actual time that they've been trailing in games is not very much. So I do think it should be pretty high. But we also believe, right, that even though it's a soft schedule down the stretch here, Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland coming up next. And the Cleveland one is interesting because that's going to be, at that point, Watson's third game. So maybe they're going to be a lot better, and that one's on the road. The Pittsburgh one, on the road. It's still Pittsburgh twice. Maybe Kenny Pickett, maybe they split there. These last six games, could they go 3-3? Then all of a sudden they're a 10-7 team, and it's a lot tougher to get in that AFC. I just at 7-1 number, I could see it where they continue to stumble a little bit and things don't fall their way in these tight matchups.
Yeah, I mean, I would consider playing 7-1 to miss the playoffs and 17-1 to win the Super Bowl. That's what I think.
Right. High variance. So, yeah.
Yep. The Rams last year on this juncture of the season, like after week 12, end of November, were 7-4, coming off a loss to the Packers. Their point differential was plus 36, and the Ravens are sitting at plus 48 right now at 7-4. It's pretty similar. They remind me of that team last year. We'll see what they do. So, all right, let's pair this, though. So you think 7-1 is a decent number on the Ravens, maybe a really good number to miss the playoffs. Well, then who's getting in? Who's the team not in the playoffs?
Can I throw two NFC options to miss as well?
Sure,
because I feel better about that.
Let's do that.
Bucks are plus 375. Seahawks are plus 270.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can the Bucks not win the division? Certainly. Certainly. Yeah. And the only way they're getting in the playoffs is by winning the division. And then the Seahawks, it feels like everything's sliding away and San Francisco's going to run away with the NFC West, does it not?
So if you're playing Seahawks, the Bucks, if you're playing the Bucks, we have to play 7-1 on the Falcons to win the division. It's still 7-1 out there. Yeah. Right? Because that's the way it goes. I mean, I guess the Saints are still alive, but the Saints,
I have a different angle.
Not the Panthers.
No.
The Panthers? Steve Wilkes?
No. Joe, they are 3-1 in the division. They're 3-1 in the division. They have 4 wins. What's Tampa have? 5? Right?
Yes.
4-8. They finally got to their best quarterback on the roster in Sam Darnold. little jokey there. Should they be 18-1?
And they do have the win.
They can't
win
on the road.
They did beat Tampa head to head.
3-1 in the division.
My goodness.
It's gross.
Imagine the Cowboys get to go. What's the line? Cowboys at Panthers in the wild card weekend. Are they 10-point road favorites?
Oh, easily. Well, look at it this weekend. The Cowboys are favored by 9.5, right?
Yeah.
Against the Colts. So. Colts or Panthers better? Who do you power rank higher? Colts or Panthers?
I guess the Colts by a hair, but they stink. Yeah.
So we could touch 10. Yeah, sure. What do you think, Paul? You're the Panthers guy. Is this insane? I'm just saying, like, nobody's good. A bad team's going to win the division. It's 18-1. They have the head-to-head on a lot of teams so far, and they're playing better.
I get the case. Like, but it's not going to happen. Like, not that I would put a bet on them at 18-1. I don't know.
Who's going
to
win
Maybe I would go Falcons. Okay. And I know you think I think they've it'd be nice for them to win this week. I still think, I just don't know that Darnold can finish the job. Like, I think he's probably the best quarterback for that team. But we saw Sam Darnold last year. We know what he is. We've seen Steve Wilkes coach before. Like, it's going to be – isn't this going to be a similar, like, Sam Darnold is the Jeff Saturday for the Panthers. They get a little bit of a bump, and then they're going to come crashing back down.
And it was Russell Wilson. You went against Russ. Yeah, you went against Russ.
Right, it's the worst team.
That's including. Sure.
Arguably the worst team in the NFL, playing like the worst team in the NFL. And that's the Seahawks point. I would just say real quickly, wait a week. They've got a layup this week against the Rams. That number's up to 8. They're 8-point favorites against the Rams.
Well, Donald
is, I think he's out for a bit, at least, if not. I mean, he's dealing with a foot. He's dealing with an injury.
Having the Rams become what the fear always was, there's no depth, it's all these star players, and now all the star players are out. They're like a tanking NBA team, except they don't have their first-round pick. Like, they're horrendous right now. The Seahawks one is interesting, Joe, but could the Giants and Seahawks both miss? It feels like someone's got to get a spot between those two teams.
Is Washington in?
Let's put Washington in.
If the Giants are out, Washington's in, right?
Yeah, but doesn't that leave one spot for someone else?
Who could it be?
I mean, your Falcons, Panthers, etc.
I mean, the Panthers
are all good. No. I'm canceling the NFL playoffs. The South's not allowed to have 2. Nope. Not allowing it.
Hey, the NFC,
have you seen the Falcons?
Look how far we came in that division, too.
Yeah. They might get it. We got Pittsburgh this week. So Atlanta, I don't know. On the Seattle point, you probably want to wait 2 weeks because they have Carolina after that. And then it's brutal down the stretch. San Francisco, Kansas City, New York Jets all of a sudden tough, and then the LA Rams they close with.
Do you know how many teams in the NFC have a positive point differential through 12 weeks?
It's so bad.
Did you look at the NFC South? No one. Nobody in the South.
It's been like that for a while.
Yeah. Can we only allow teams in the playoffs that have positive point differentials? Can we have an NFC with five teams? Give out extra buys. And I don't need to watch these teams play.
In the West, San Francisco was the only team that won this weekend. In the North, the Vikings were the only team that won this week. And they're the only team with a positive point differential. You just mentioned the South. Carolina was the only team that won. and they all have a negative point differential. Yeah, the NFC's trash. It really is. I mean, is anybody really going to get to the Super Bowl outside of San Francisco, Philly, Dallas? I mean, maybe Minnesota if things fall their way, but how much longer is that going to continue?
I think it's those three. I think it's the three. I don't think Minnesota's going to get through the whole thing. Unless the Eagles stumble and they get the one seed, maybe. That's the path for Minnesota, but unless that happens, I don't think they're getting the Super Bowl.
Let me throw a couple divisions at you.
Okay.
Guys, the Jets are 16-1. They could win this weekend and be in first place if things fall their way.
Mike White season is here?
Well, yeah, in New York. I mean, they're putting the crown on Mike White now.
They're getting the statue ready and everything.
It's not about Mike White for me. It's about that defense. But he is facing a lot of soft defenses.
But it is about Mike White to an extent, right? If he's competent with that defense behind him, if he's just competent, they're going to win games. I mean, I think that's real. If he's just okay, he's not going to do what he did against the Bears. I mean, that was ridiculous. But he's okay. I think they win.
Plus, we trust the head coach too, right?
Nobody's talking about Salah for coach of the year.
Do you think he gets a bump making that move if they make the playoffs? I think he does. That's not easy, right? Zach Wilson was the number two pick in the draft last year, and he said, we're sitting him down. And they go win? I think that's an interesting name for coach of the year. So Jets division? You were on that 5 weeks ago.
And it was 20, and now it's like 16. So it could happen. And you've got the Dolphins with the Niners. That's a tough matchup. Bills get Patriots on Thursday.
Bills have the Patriots on Thursday. Are the Jets favored against the Lions, Jags, and Seahawks? They might be.
Yes, absolutely. I think so. If Mike White looks pretty good.
I think so, too. What's the number on that? We'll get to all the line movement. What's the number on the Vikings game this weekend?
Three. Still three.
Three. Paul, Jaguars, 7-1. Preseason number. We're still there. You have a chance?
I'm already on it. I believe. Come on.
Player futures next, right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.